Ahead of us, the East Wing Armorium beckoned. Its entry gate was open, and a flickering light from within threw syncopated flashes into the gloom. Inside, the Armorium was a charnel house. Blood streaked the walls and machineries. It mingled with oil from the drones. Every serf, servitor, and engineer was dead. Their bodies lay strewn about the workshop, eviscerated and impaled. The Luminator rig above had been damaged during the commotion and threw sporadic light across the grisly scene. Every flash revealed a fresh horror, faces frozen in terror and death. But there was no sign of the Necron, none at all. The limbs, torsos, skulls, and weaponry were all gone. Then I saw Vantor, and my grief redoubled. The Tech Marine was dead, split from groin to neck by an energized blade. It had cut through his artificer armor like tin. Biological entrails entwined with cables and wires, as all that comprised Euclides Vantor was vented out and strewn like offal. It was no way for my brother to meet his end. His murderers had robbed him of glory. I placed my gauntleted hand upon his face to close his still staring eyes. Even the dishonored dead should be allowed eternal sleep. Such was the damage done, even his gene seed could not be recovered. For a moment I shut my eyes, marshalling my anger, turning it into something useful. The sensation of drowning came back, and the darkness of my mind's eye returned with it. I fought it down, clenched a fist to stay focused. Whatever trauma I was experiencing would have to wait. I was determined to master it. I addressed Dacius.
A deadly enemy is at large in these halls, brother. It has already laid low our chapter master, and now it seeks to end us into the bargain.
I gritted my teeth.
We will not yield to it. We must rouse our battle brothers, hunt this menace down, and exterminate it.
Dacius nodded grimly, and we left the Armorium as we had found it. No time to mourn or bury the dead. More caskets would line the Fortress of Hera's funerary chambers if we did not act.
Brother Captain!
Dacius stabbed out a finger and was already raising up his bolter as the veil of darkness returned. Real this time, and not the shadow creeping across my subconscious. I fed a surge of energy down the Tempest Blade, and it crackled into an azure beacon. It was the assassin, his cyclopean eye aglow.
By Gilliman's blood, I will have that bastard's head.
But he wasn't alone, as three bulky warriors stomped up alongside him bearing twin-barreled cannons. A trio of muzzle flares roared into being. I got off a single shot and took the one-eyed assassin directly in his glowing orb. Unprepared to engage his chronometric defenses, his head exploded in a pulse of scorching plasma. As the corridor lit up with the flare of a Necron cannonade, I had the satisfaction of seeing Khalgar's shooter crumple and phase out. Resurrect from that.
Move!
I grabbed Dacius, and we dove back inside the Armorium as the corridor where we'd been standing was stitched with Viridian beams. Hunkered down, our backs against the wall as our enemy advanced down the corridor spewing fire, Dacius handed me a charge.
Here.
I glanced at him quizzically.
You can never be too prepared.
Even in the Fortress Monastery?
He shrugged. In my hand, I held a crack grenade. I leaned out into the corridor, squeezing off a snapshot and clipping one of the bulky cannon wielders. The Necron was heavily armored, but the plasma bolt tore off its right shoulder and most of its arm. Unable to heft its weapon, it stumbled and collapsed against the corridor wall. But it was far from finished, as its self-repair protocols activated. Behind the first wave, three more immortal warriors lumbered into view.
There are too many!
Dacius fired off a bolter burst one-handed, the two of us alternating our snapfire in an attempt to slow down our enemy. It wasn't working.
Agreed!
A plan formed. I thumbed the crack grenade's detonator and primed it for a six-second timer.
Give me some covering fire!
Dacius triggered a three-round burst as I leaned out with him a fraction later and clamped the crack grenade to the wall.
Back, now!
He ducked back inside the Armorium as a firestorm ripped through the corridor, bringing most of the ceiling down and sealing it off. Dacius and I were back on our feet a moment later. Outside the Armorium, the dust was still settling. Chunks of debris fell from the ceiling, and where internal circuitry was exposed, wires spat and fizzed. Our enemies were trapped, but already the veil of darkness was beginning to coalesce again. Dacius raised his bolter, but I seized his arm and urged him away from the rubble.
Come on! We need to gather reinforcements!
We scarcely made it a few steps before the vox crackled again.
Sicarius!
It was Agamemnon. His voice was strained, and I heard the distinctive sounds of combat in the background.
We are under attack! The Necrons have laid siege to the Apothecarian! Lord Khalgar is in danger! I don't know how much longer we can...
The link was severed in a blurt of hostile static. Agamemnon was gone, and no amount of attempts was going to raise him again. Like smoke on the wind, the darkness abated. It was headed elsewhere, possessed of a singular purpose. Grim-faced, Dacius and I set off for the Apothecarian. I hoped to Gilliman we would not be too late.